Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Meditation for you today. I did my own guided meditation today, and when I came out of it, I was still mad. I was still disappointed. I was still upset. I closed my eyes and hoped to wake up from a bad dream. No. It's reality. Don't believe the hype. Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is another 5-hour KM to AM. A sprint, not a marathon. We will smoke through the next 5 hours till midnight. Talking about everything in New York sports, I know. Saquon Barkley, you're dead to me. He's an Eagle. No, it's fine. He took the money to take care of his family. No, I hate his guts. Tiki, I love you. Wait, Tiki, why'd you say that? Are we going to do that again? Hell no, I can't. I did it yesterday. I'll take your calls on it. You got to let me vent, though. I let you guys call up and vent, so just let me vent on the New York Yankees. They grind my gears. Love is blind. And they know that. We love the Yankees so much, they piss on our heads and tell us it's raining. You guys have heard me say that before, right? I think I changed it for radio to piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. This is theater of the mind, so you try to imagine that. But the Yankees are above us. They can't piss on our legs. They're literally pissing on our heads and telling us it's raining all the time. All the time. Can't believe them. Can't trust them. We've got legit trust issues with the New York Yankees. All the Yankee fans. Over the weekend, you see Aaron Judge grimace. And I know you guys were watching. And even if you didn't watch the spring training game, because like it's spring training, you log on to Twitter, you log on to Instagram. There are so many Yankee fans that have blogs and podcasts and create content off of this team, and they just steal all the clips from the Yes Network, and nothing is a secret anymore, and it shouldn't be. But man, I'm over spring training. So when you see Judge grimace like that and twist like that, people are thinking oblique. People are thinking it's something. But what do the Yankees tell you? No, they workshop, they powwow, they meet. And they say, hey, we're going to tell them that it's mid-spring beat-up. Never heard that before. Mid-spring beat-up? Now there's a spring breakout. Like mid-spring beat-up. Okay, so he's just a mid-spring beat-up. And then they also tell you that the plan was for him to only have 2 at-bats in that game. Yeah, Trent Grisham. I mean, I was telling you guys, don't worry about Judge playing center field because Trent Grisham's there. But I'm not expecting him to come out of games after 2 at-bats. It's Aaron Judge. Even in the spring, everybody else is getting 4 ABs. Why is Judge scheduled to only have 2? And they say, oh, yeah, he's just sore. You know, he's been swinging a bat since November. Like, you know, we know all the guys really want to knock off the rust and make up for last year. So they've all been at the complex working out real hard since the season ended last year. But, like, why do the Yankees do this? I know they think they're smarter than everybody, but again, you have the largest fan base. You have so many fans, a lot of dummies, yes, but a lot of smart fans that don't miss a beat. They're on it before you can make up something to tell the media. I thought about the media members today. A lot of them I'm friends with. A lot of the beat reporters I have on my show. And they sit there and ask Aaron Boone questions for years. And it's like, they know the answers. You can't lie. Why are you always lying? Stop making stuff up. We don't trust you. And that's why we have consistent issues. Even going back to last year. Jose Trevino gets shut down in, I don't know, June or July. He enters spring training with a bum wrist. I don't know, your platinum glove catcher has a bum wrist. It's probably an issue. Can't make it through the whole season. He didn't look the same. Oh, yeah, he's fine. Anthony Rizzo, concussed. We all saw him Memorial Day weekend. Go back to first. Fernando Tatis takes a step, cranks his head and neck. But we didn't want to believe that the New York Yankees in New York City, with the best doctors and hospitals and all the intel they could possibly need in the world, we didn't want to think that they would misdiagnose something like that. No way. The Yankees? Because they're above us. 877-337-6666. So they push Rizzo out there for 2 months with concussion-like symptoms. He can't see the ball, doesn't know how many outs there are. Shame. Even Nestor Cortez. Late in the season, they're trying to compete. Here come the Houston Astros. Nestor Cortez is scheduled to make 2 more rehab starts. But no. Rush him back. He's good to pitch. Comes back, pitches well, throws the hardest pitch he's ever thrown in his career, and then he's done for the year. Shut him down. What's going on? And then obviously you guys know, last year with Judge, first weekend in June, Judge runs into the wall in Dodger Stadium. And everybody's calling him Superman, runs through walls. He even tells the national audience, yeah, I think the wall took the worst of it. No, it didn't. We took the worst of it. You took the worst of it. And the Yankees danced around that for a few days. Didn't want to tell us exactly what that was. We saw. None of this is secret. None of this is private. So, man, with Gerrit Cole and with Judge, right now we're doing MRIs on abs. And we're awaiting the news on Gerrit Cole. And the longer you wait, the longer you just think, oh, this is bad. This can't be good. This has to be all bad. And then they float out, oh, the Yankees have re-engaged the Chicago White Sox in trade talks for Dylan Cease. You don't say. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? You want to give Dylan Cease away? That's the Chicago Cubs song. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you can never have enough pitching. Didn't Hal just say that? And so now the fear is that an MRI on Gerrit Cole's elbow is going to reveal that he needs Tommy John surgery. Worst case scenario. And I'm just venting. It might not be that bad. I knew I couldn't do this show yesterday. I stayed away from the Yankee doom and gloom. And I knew we were going to do it tonight. If Cole is done, you guys already know. I don't have to say it. I don't have to speak it into this microphone. If Cole is out for an extended period of time, and Carlos Rodon is your new ace, Marcus Stroman, I see folks telling me about Luis Gil. I think yesterday I joked that even Luke Weaver got scratched yesterday. It's just not good. It's not what you want. Blake Snell, no, they're not going to sign Blake Snell. Dylan Cease, yeah, sure, they'll give the prospects away. Not Spencer Jones, though. And I wouldn't either. But, man, as soon as you start to believe the hype, Juan Soto is a Yankee. This is the year. They're going all in. Yeah, they're going all in like Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys are going all in. 877-337-6666. I opened up last week talking about how I'm over spring training. End it. It's too long. Start the season now. It's too much. It's too many games, too many workouts. These guys play baseball. I know they need to ramp up, but like they're playing games every day. They're throwing every day. They're swinging every day. On top of that, the Yankees showed up early this year because they got something to prove. They're the Yankees. Last year was unacceptable. They're hell-bent on being a champion. So I guess these guys just been working out hard since Thanksgiving, Christmas, and now they're bent.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hanged up. Your two award winners, the AL Cy Young winner, the 2022 AL MVP, two $300 million men. Today, I sunk into myself thinking about Aaron Judge. And if you follow me on Twitter, I vent there first as I'm laying in bed, as I can't get out of bed, and I'm paralyzed in the thought that, man, this being a fan stuff, it's just not working out for me. I look at Aaron Judge, and I'm like, yo, this guy stayed healthy for 2022 to say, F you, pay me, cashed out, became the MVP, broke the AL home run record. And then they sign him to a 9-year deal, $40 million a year at age 30. His age 31 season, what happened? Ran into a wall. Yankees missed the postseason. Age 32 season, he's already banged up, spring beat up, getting MRIs on his abs. Because of the torque in his swing, swinging a bat. It's just like, come on, man. Can we catch a break? No, the Yankees lead the league in IL stints since 2019. I don't know if there's any stat guys that can actually, like, pull that up. That's not a stat. If there's any baseball guys that can compile it. That's just something I've been saying as a fan watching since they actually had the moniker of next man up going into that postseason. Oh, yeah, great. Next man up. Let's see how far that's going to get us. 877-337-6666. We got trust issues. The Yankees fans have trust issues because they lie first. The first instinct is, hey, Boone, don't tell them this is bad. They're going to overreact. I thought about, you know, just why you lie in general. People lie out of fear of the consequences of the truth. People lie out of fear of dealing with the consequences. And I thought about when I was a kid, you know, I would lie because I was scared of what would happen if I told the truth. And then I grew out of that and I learned the truth is going to eventually come out. Man, you might as well get to it right away. 877-337-6666. So if guys are hurt, if guys are banged up, just come out and tell us. We understand. When I did my open on February 21st, I said, too many times we think these guys are robots. They are human beings. They put their pants on. They bleed like us. And they play at the highest level. And all our hopes and dreams and all of our hype train talk about winning championships, it gets dashed in a second. Then the day after, I'm on with BT and we get the news about Kodai Senga. Well, that happened some weeks ago now. And with the Yankees, this does happen in spring training a lot. It just doesn't happen at the tail end of spring training. I'm going down to spring training in 8 days. And I'm not really that pumped up to watch the games or go see the players. I'm just... happy to put my son on a plane for the first time and take a little family vacation. But now, spring training, I'm just like, wrap it up. Put everybody in bubble wrap. Man, play these young kids. Put Jorbit Vivas in there. Put George Lombard in there. Spencer Jones, they already like put him down in the minors. Like, there's just no reason for these guys to be playing every day, working out hard every day for this long, from mid-February all the way to April. Oh, yeah, they're going to Mexico City. Who's going there? I just need the Yankees to start the season and be healthy so that we can compete. Sorry for venting to open my show, but, man, my worst nightmare is that this group, right, which this group has shifted, but, like, when you think about this group, I've talked about this on The Fan before, my worst nightmare is this group never reaching a World Series, and that's becoming more real and real. I'm talking about this group that has Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, Giancarlo Stanton, who's another $300 million man, Gleyber Torres, who, when Gleyber Torres came up as a 23-year-old kid, we're like, now Glaber's a grown man, might be on the way out. They add Juan Soto to this group, Alex Verdugo to this group, Marcus Stroman to the group. Stroman, please, please get off social media, not just Twitter. Stro, you said you were going dark. Get off Instagram as well. We don't need your opinion on Tiki Barber and Saquon. We don't need your opinion. Lock in, please. It's okay to panic right now as Yankee fans. This is the panic time. And then we hope that in the next 2 weeks, guys heal up, rest up, and they're A-OK for opening day. 877-337-6666. No guests tonight. Don't need anybody to chime in on the Yankees lying about injuries. And I just don't know what the powwows are like when they come together. Like, yeah, what are we going to tell them? We're going to tell them, oh, Garrett Cole is just a normal MRI, but the results are taking 3 days. And, oh, Aaron Judge, spring beat up. Tell him that. Yeah. People's, like, favorite players on the team, the most important parts of the team. Yeah. Just lie to us. Yeah, we'll go for it because love is blind. We love you so much. We just take whatever you say. Yep, you try to play the media, play the fans. But, no, we'll be there opening day. Season tickets paid for. People buying jerseys. Stadium will be full all year. But, yeah, if you think that you're winning a World Series without those guys healthy, man, make some moves, add some reinforcements. It's the same thing every year with the Yankees. They're their own worst enemy. They run into injuries, they get hurt, whether they try to schedule rest, whether they try to lie about it, it's the same song. So I'm just venting. Maybe I don't mean all that, but that's where we are on March 12th. Happy birthday to my wife. Having to deal with me just down about where we are as a Yankee fan. And I'm sorry. I'm just like, yo, all that hype for what? All that talk for what? Go make a move to get Dylan Cease, maybe sign somebody else. Have reinforcements. It's been 15 years. It's been 15 years. We're going to talk about the rest of the NFL stuff. I know you guys still want to, like, physically call, get on WFAN, and say how you feel about Saquon. You can do that. I'm just not going to spend too much time on it. We did the whole show yesterday on it. It's been well over 24 hours. People still are going. Like, it has grown so many different legs in entertainment and memes on Instagram and all these different people helicoptering in to take shots at Tiki. Whatever. Good. Good for WFAN. I'm seeing WFAN credited everywhere. I'm like, oh, cool. I work over there. They'll be tuning in. They'll be tuned into my show after Tiki's. I'll take it. So we'll talk about Drew Lock. You know what I'm saying? We'll talk about Jalen Mills. We'll talk about all of the signings. In day two, there's still a lot of moves being made. I mentioned the Dallas Cowboys not being all in. Jerry Jones told you they're all in. That should make the Giants fans smile. You're actually doing things, right? You actually told John Mara you wanted football people, not family. And he listened. And he went and got you some football people in the GM and head coach. Meanwhile, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones, their president, vice president, head of personnel, GM, CEO, and they're doing nothing after telling everybody they're all in. When Jerry Jones says they're all in, what he meant was they're all in denial. The big D stands for big denial, big disaster waiting to happen, big disappointment, and big Dak payday coming up. So the only guy that they've signed is their long snapper. They plan on kicking and punting a lot next year. 877-337-6666. J.D. Davis come on back around. You guys knew J.D. Davis was put on waivers. And then today, John Heyman says the Mets are among teams that have reached out to an old friend, J.D. Davis. Why not? Also, the Jays, the Blue Jays, who are just picking up every random Yankee Met, anyone that spent time in New York, Donnie Baseball's over there like, yo, why don't you get some of the Mets and Yankees? So, you know, they've picked up Justin Turner and Vogelback and IKF. You know, Vladdy Jr. can't stop talking about the Yankees. So J.D. Davis is on their radar as well. So we'll talk baseball. We'll mix in some of the other stories in the baseball world. It's laughable that all of these NFL free agents are being signed, and we still don't know where a World Series pitcher in Jordan Montgomery is going to play. We still don't know where the NL Cy Young winner is going to play. And that's just how it goes. Baseball takes some notes. NBA too. And speaking of the NBA, the Knicks. The Knicks are back on the floor. And this is a big one tonight because you run it back with the team that you just lost to. And if you watched that game the other night, that wasn't very encouraging. So you've got this home-and-home series or whatever it is that the NBA does. I don't know. I don't know what they call it. But when, you know, the team ends up just playing back-to-back games in the same place. Only thing is Tyrese Maxey is back. No minutes restriction. OG Anunoby is back. Good news on Mitchell Robinson. He's progressing on his way back. Julius Randle as well. But this is a big game tonight for the Knicks and the Knicks fans. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, we're 20 minutes in. Call me up at 877-337-6666. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Right back after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.